What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Go and go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM, WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. Let's get to our headlines here. Brought to us by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen price like they've lost their mind. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one. Miami Dolphins are back at it tomorrow. 1 o'clock from Detroit Rock City. 11 a.m. is game day uncensored. We'll get you ready for all the backup action.
Is there any games tonight?
Yes, there are 2 games tonight, Leroy.
Okay, because it's weird because most preseasons, they have games on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Very few games on Sunday, but last week we had a whole bunch of games on Sunday.
Yeah, I don't know. But there are 2 games tonight. We have Titans and Falcons. It's a little Cam Ward action.
Oh, against Michael Penis?
Against Michael Penis. Mm. Man, how could they set him up like that? Now that's going to be – someone's going to have a giant cardboard sign with the screenshot. Yeah, but now you have an official.
Yeah, you have
a no Photoshop needed, Vlad.
You have a newscast mess up, yeah.
Oof. Chiefs and Seahawks at 10 o'clock. You going to stay up for that one? NFL Network.
Is Patty playing?
I don't know.
Yeah, he plays his guys. He plays his guys the first 2, and then they don't play the last one.
The three preseason games has become a weird dance with everybody.
I love it.
So my question is this. Why don't they give a preseason break during preseason?
What do you mean? What?
Like have a off week. So you play 3 games in 4 weeks.
Right.
They do.
But they have 2 weeks before you play your first game. It's really too long to not be playing football.
I get what you're saying. So you're saying, like, do the break next week, then return
then
for a dress rehearsal?
Have, like, 3 practices against another team, and then have a preseason game the following week.
Interesting. Mm-mm. I don't know. But
Vlad, 2 weeks before the season starts is really long.
I'm cool with that. If they've just played 3 weeks – and they're about to embark on a 17-game season, I can take 2 weeks off. This college football,
Vlad, you don't get ready for football by not playing football. Like, I get the season is long, and I get all that. But explain to me then, and I don't have the answer. I really don't. I think it's maybe because guys are bigger and stronger and faster. I'm just trying to come up with an answer. Same answer I had. I can't come up with for pitching. Why do we think it's healthier to cut back on the preparation of the season? Because it seems like we're getting more injuries early on in the season than we've ever got.
Well, I think this is the problem, though, right? Like, they keep negotiating for more regular season games, and the only counter to it from the players is less training camp, less practice. Like, that's really what that's what it's come down to, is they want – I'm sure if the coaches had their way, they'd love to have more prep, but players aren't going to sign up for more of that, especially if we're going in the direction of 18 weeks of this stuff.
So, but my – here's my whole thing with all of this stuff, is that find some data on it, right? Like, there's guys in the NFL that will never be tackled, never break a tackle, and never have a confrontation physically with another NFL player until the first week of the season.
Yep.
Which means you have gone 6 or 7 months without getting tackled. How does your body prepare for that?
I don't know.
And that's my point.
Is I don't that know.
Are we talking about we don't want injuries and we don't want that? You got to learn how to fall. You got to learn what it feels like to have that ball snatched from you. You got to learn what it feels like to break a tackle. You don't just go out there and say, hey, it's Wednesday, I'm going to break a tackle. It doesn't work like that.
But do you think there has to be some give back if they're going to do more games?
Yeah, I do. I do.
So then
listen,
2 weeks off is good.
I understand the other side of it. I really do. But I'm saying that have we not had more injuries at the beginning of seasons because guys haven't played football?
I couldn't say. I don't know.
They're going 7 months without playing football.
Yeah, but I couldn't tell you whether or not there's more or less. I don't know.
Injuries are – you know what? I've come to the realization. Injuries are injuries. They're going to happen. It's going to happen regardless. It's going to happen.
Some of the injuries that are happening are like soft tissue injury from not playing football, not running, not getting your body ready for football.
I did see in that Mike McDaniel article that he tried that they are doing something new with the Dolphins this year. Because apparently in previous camps, one of the things that he did for pre-snap penalties was make them go run and then come back to practice. And he took that away. He's like, because the guys aren't practicing full speed if I do that. And instead, he's taken that out completely. And players reportedly will just punish themselves and do runs after practice. But that way it doesn't slow down practice. But I don't know. I think everybody's trying to figure this stuff out. But I will say, Leroy, one thing that may be good or maybe bad, they've never had more information on where these guys are health-wise. Like, they put heart rates on them. They have all – and I don't know if that's good or bad. I don't know what the situation is.
You can have all the heart monitors in the world, okay? But there is no substitute for being tackled. There is no substitute for tackling. There is no – we've seen it throughout football at every level. Is because we don't have as much contact that when the season starts, everybody's breaking tackles. Nobody can tackle. Guys are getting banged up as soon as they get hit. So you gotta and you gotta prepare your body for it. Like Vlad, there's no other way of doing it. Well, like you're not gonna know what it feels like to be tackled unless you're tackled.
The question was. What is it too long after the last preseason game to the first regular season game? That was the question. That was it.
Right.
And the question and I think it was not. It's actually really, it's like a bye week, if you really think about it.
So my question is,
everybody gets a bye week.
So my question is, would it be better for football if you had it between weeks 2 and 3? And then had some kind of football the week before the season starts so that you can start the season off better.
It might be better, but it's not going to happen because it's already like, here's why, Leroy, and these aren't going to be good reasons that you like, but that first week, that's a college football week, and they're going to use the whole week because that whole Labor Day weekend has become, and so the TV partners aren't going to do it. So
no, I
get you. Like these,
my whole conversation is solely based on the NFL. It's not based on all the other deals that everybody has going on.
Yeah, but that's
those
gonna
deals came after we went to this 3-game.
It's really with on the week off, Leroy. Because here's the thing: if they're only playing 3 preseason games and you're gonna get 2 weeks off, which game is your dress rehearsal?
They're not even doing that anymore.
That's on the teams. Then that's not, I don't think it's on the players. That's on the teams. That's on the coaching staff.
I'm speaking of football. In general,
right? But
I'm so speaking of football in general. When we see all the things that are happening in football and how sloppy football looks early on in the season, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how guys can't tackle and guys are dropping the ball because they haven't been hit. Like, listen, let me be clear. I hated camp, right? I thought it was terrible, right?
Especially Belichick's camp.
Oh, my goodness. He was the worst.
Every day was dress rehearsal.
Yes. We practiced in shoulder pads and helmets the day before preseason.
Y'all practiced 2-a-days, 5 times a week.
Okay, but when I was in Minnesota, we never had 2-a-days in full pads. So I know I've had both sides of this. But I'm going to say from my own standpoint, there are certain things as a running back you have to go through during camp. You have to be tackled. You got to know how to brace yourself. You got to know how to take a hit. You got to prepare yourself for that. If you go the whole preseason and just thud and know that you ain't never going to get hit, what happens the first game of the season when you really get lit up?
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be a shock to the system.
You can't go 7 months, right? Think about this. It's literally 7 months before a running back, if he doesn't play in the preseason, gets tackled.
Yeah, but I would also say, like, how many of those guys probably aren't playing? Probably, like, Derrick Henry, Saquon. Like, the guys you're really protecting these days are probably few and far between right now.
Yeah, I understand that, but they're on a different level. But
of course.
I wasn't on that level.
Yeah, but your position is very Your position's different.
It's a masochist position.
It's right. You're gonna get contact. You're taking, you're giving contact. So your position more than anyone needs the physicality while enduring training camp. The other positions you kinda wanna save.
We'll take a break. Tickle Leroy's Fancy next.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nah! It is time, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Leroy, I think his computer broke. We're having a day-to-day. We're having a day-to-day, ladies and gentlemen. It is a Friday. Preseason for us, too. Tickle Vlad's fancy?
Yeah, why not?
Let's do it. All right. Starting off tonight, Vlad. The Marlins take on the Red Sox. Game one of a three-game series. Sandman on the hill at Fenway Park. Tickle your fancy?
My fancy is tickled.
Yes, my fancy is tickled. I need the Marlins to beat the Red Sox so my Yankees could surpass the Red Sox in the wild card standings.
That's true.
So, yes. And also, who doesn't like to see Fenway? It's one of the best baseball parks in all of baseball.
You ever been?
I've been
a couple times, but not before they did the big renovations.
I haven't seen it, yes. Not after.
I went a while ago. I thought it was a dump.
It's, you know what it is? It's not aesthetically beautiful, but the surroundings. It's like Wrigley. It's just the people. You're either going to fight them or you're going to be, you know, or you'll be friendly with them.
It's definitely cool to walk in and look at because right. You're like, this is unlike any baseball that I was used to, because when I was a kid growing up, I watched it in a football stadium.
Yeah.
And, you know, so, and I remember, like, I was just like, wow. It felt more historic. Because I remember the first time I went to Yankee Stadium, it wasn't like, I wasn't blown away by the history of it. I was blown away by the atmosphere.
It's all about the atmosphere.
The Yankees, it was like, oh, man, the people are chanting. Everybody's getting the hat tip. But it's like, I wasn't like, oh, my God, this place is amazing.
No, let me tell you, old Yankee Stadium, dump.
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 But the atmosphere.
The memories and atmosphere in there, yeah, it makes it worthwhile.
I'll tell you another dump, Shea Stadium.
Oh.
Dump.
Flushing? Jeez.
Woo-hoo. All right. So the Marlins are in action then tonight. What about Serbia versus Czech Republic, Vlad? Getting going this afternoon, Jovich back on the court.
My fancy is tickled.
I love basketball. I like you. I'm like you, Tobin. We love basketball. We just want to see basketball. I'm not like you because you have a favorite player that's playing, and it's only a friendly.
Yes, that's true.
You want to see how little Nico's doing, see if he's back, see if his game got any better.
I thought that this was going to be one of those things where, oh, you back?
Yeah, I had to mirror the screen, but I couldn't see.
Mirror the screen, eh?
Yeah, so see, I'm looking up. I'm looking at a big screen, but then it came back in. Yeah, my IT guy came in right away.
Love it. Thank you, IT guy Fonz.
Shout out to Fonz.
Shout out, dude.
Shout out.
Well, we've only done the Marlins, Red Sox, and the Czech Republic versus Serbia. Either two of your fancy?
I know you wouldn't want to. It doesn't tickle your fancy, but it tickles.
You just spoke on my behalf.
No, I didn't speak on your behalf. I didn't speak on your behalf. I actually joined Tobin because I knew that Tobin's gonna, I had to make him feel happy since you're not going to be there. But since you're back, he can ask you the same question now.
Does Serbia, Czech Republic tickle your fancy?
No.
Oh, right.
When do they play tonight?
I
can't figure if it's 3:45 or 4:45.
Well, part of the problem with this whole situation that you got going on here is you are going to great lengths to watch these games, lengths that I am not willing to go through.
Yeah, I also think that I just bought, like, this website.
Did you buy Serbian websites?
And yeah, I did. And they don't get all the games, which is very frustrating. I don't think I get this game tonight. So
you got suckered into buying another –
streaming.
Yep.
And they don't even get all the games.
I don't even know how to cancel it. There's no cancel here. No.
So
you're stuck,
you don't
buddy.
Even know, you don't final. Even know what monetary denomination you're paying in.
You pay all year. What annual pass.
Rubles?
I don't know what. I don't know what's. I think they use the euro. I think.
You think?
So you paying? Wait, you paying in euros from here just to watch a little Serbian basketball?
Yo, yep. By the way, Leroy, a friendly. Yeah.
A friendly, not even the real deal. Well, I don't. I think when once Eurobasket starts, I think those are like on real TV.
Dude,
what?
Are you serious?
I'm sorry.
A friendly?
Yeah.
You've sent us comments about Jovic and Joker and how they play, and it's not even real games.
Sorry.
Oh my goodness, dude.
What about tomorrow night in Chicago? UFC 319, Khamzat Chimaev against Dricus du Plessis.
Now, you know how I feel about this.
Middleweight championship, like, by the way, 185.
If I'm up, I will. But a lot of times I watch the undercard on ESPN.
Yep.
And then, like, when it gets to, like, 10, 10:30, right when it's about to go down, I'm, like, concussed. So I can't promise you. I'm thinking it's going to be a pretty good fight.
I understand. It is going to be a good fight. I just Vlad and I went over. I'm doing a four-fighter parlay.
Of course.
I like it.
I'm doing a four. I like a lot of dogs this weekend, Leroy. I like a lot of dogs. I'm going Dricus du Plessis. He's a 2-1 underdog as the champ. Jared Cannonier, the killer gorilla, against Michael Venom Page.
Is he black?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Killer Gorilla, I have him. He's
Killer
a plus.
Gorilla can't be white, right?
No.
Okay.
There actually was a fighter named Chase Sherman. I believe he was Vanilla Gorilla.
But, you know, he put the adjective in the front to let us know.
Yes.
I mean, it does rhyme, though.
Yeah.
Killer Gorilla has been doing it for a long time, but I think he's going to beat Michael Venom Page. He's plus 160. Lerone Murphy against Aaron Pico. I'm an Aaron Pico fan, but the Bellator coming over to UFC has not gone great for the debutants. So I'm going to go with Lerone Murphy, and then I'm putting our boy Chase Hooper. We had Chase Hooper in here when he was 19. He's a minus 325, but I got those three dogs and Chase Hooper plus 2,200.
All right.
So I'm going with that. And then tomorrow, Leroy, 1 o'clock, Dolphins, Lions, preseason game number 2.
I watch these games a little bit differently, right? Like I told you, the next practice wasn't about winning. It was about responding. And now that they know what type of physicality this team plays with, I want to see it in a game environment. I want to see if this trickulates down the roster so that everybody on the Dolphins team understands the type of physicality it's going to take to play one of these teams.
Yep.
And so I'm curious to see how that's going to play out. The fact that guys aren't playing, it's hard for me with this because you got a lot of guys who are out, right? I don't know how you keep getting your offensive linemen depleted.
It's crazy.
Like they the same thing over and over again, and you can't even go to Liam Eichenberg.
I know.
So,
Liam Eichenberg's gonna have
to see how they can put it together, you know. But more importantly, I want to see the physical aspect of that progression. I want to see where that is. You're not going to see the most physical version of it right away, but I will say this. This is a perfect game for 3rd-and-1, 3rd-and-2, 1st-and-10 inside the 10 to for Mike McDaniel to say, hey,
let's do something.
This
huh?
is what we doing. We ain't passing it. We running. Make his point. This is the perfect time to do it.
That is Tickle My Fancy. Take a break. Heat schedule is out. Talked on the Lockdown Heat podcast host Wes Goldberg next.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM WQAM. Taking you guys up until 2 here on the program. Get back into the Dolphins in just a bit. But the Miami Heat, they had their schedule release yesterday. Not too many national games. Let's talk about it with Locked On Heat's Wes Goldberg here. He joins us on the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, and toyotaofhollywood.com. And there we got Locked On Heat host Wes Goldberg. What's going on, Wes?
What's going on, guys?
How are you, buddy?
Doing with frosted tips? Are you on your way to the Keys or something?
I thought I was supposed to do the Toyota hotline from a Toyota. Did I get that wrong?
Where are you going on an adventure? You got like a weekend adventure going on?
No, just a little adventure. An adventure to Broward County.
I love it. I love it, buddy. Well, thank you for making time for us in your adventures today. So yesterday, Heat schedule comes out. We'll get to the national TV games in just a sec. Was there something that popped to you besides the lack of national TV games that right off the bat with this schedule that came out for Miami?
Yeah, the beginning of it, right? 5 out of the first 8 games all on the road, and tough road games.
Yep, right.
I mean, these aren't walkovers. I mean, you have 2 games in LA against the Lakers and the Clippers. You've got one against the Nuggets. You've got one against Victor Wembanyama and the Spurs. Those are all tough places where Miami has struggled to play, especially Denver. This team is going to be tested really early in this schedule.
Yeah, would you rather get that trip out of the way, though?
Yeah, so we were talking about this on Locked On Heat yesterday, and I kind of see it, but you would like a little bit of a warm-up, I think, before you kind of get into that, especially with some new moving pieces and stuff. But you know what Eric Spoelstra and this team are going to say. They're going to say exactly, they're like, hey, we're going to get tested early. We embrace the challenge, Heat culture-y, Spoisms here and there, sprinkle those throughout. And then, but I think there's pros and cons to it, right? Like there is a sense of urgency right off the bat, which is not something that this team has necessarily had over the last couple of years.
Well, the thing I like is that hopefully
at least you'll have a healthy team at that point in the season. When they've made this trip in the past, they've made it with 8 guys. And so maybe you will get a different, at least idea of what can be done or what this team can be, because it's relatively early and you'll have health.
Yeah, and look, I think this is one of the deeper teams that the Heat have had in a couple of years here. So it'll be an opportunity for them to test that depth. It'll be an opportunity for them to kind of figure out, okay, like, what are we? Are we good enough in the Eastern Conference to really compete? And to your point, like, you can get some of these tougher games out of the way early, but, you know, it's a kind of a weird schedule anyway. They have another 5-game road trip later in the season. But that's against some of those more cupcake type of teams like Portland and teams like Utah, those kinds of teams that are a little bit easier. Sacramento is on that trip as well. I think you get part of it out of the way. It's a tough schedule in the beginning too. Like, they get back, they play Charlotte and Portland after those first 8 games. And then they play the Knicks twice and the Cavs twice. So it's a rough start to the schedule, but at the same time, it should lighten up for them, you know, in the second half of the year.
So one thing that obviously stood out to a lot of fans, not a lot of national exposure, only 5 national TV games with the new TV package and all that. Do you feel like the Heat take that as any kind of a message to them, or do you feel like it shouldn't be a surprise with where they've been the last couple of years?
If they're surprised, I don't know why they would be. I mean, they lost their superstar player in Jimmy Butler. They got routed in the playoffs last year. They didn't look like a playoff team in the postseason last year. Yeah, I don't think that they should be surprised. Now, to the first part of your question, will they use it as motivation? 100%, they're going to use it as motivation. They're going to do the nobody believes in us, we're always overlooked, this is exactly where we want to be. And by the way, I think that's true. To me, I look at maybe the biggest motivation for them is the Las Vegas over-under has them at like 38.5 wins. And I think they're going to look at that and be like, hey, we haven't lost that many games in a year that wasn't sort of derailed by a Jimmy Butler trade demand in 10 years. Like, we don't do that. Right. We don't lose that many games. I think there's plenty of motivation for them going into this season. You combine the win totals, you combine the lack of national TV exposure, you combine that urgency that they're going to have to start the schedule. We're going to learn a lot about this team because they didn't show that level of passion or urgency last year. And I think for a team that I think a little bit wrongly, there was sort of a narrative around this group about, oh, they've proven that the regular season doesn't matter, it's all about the playoffs. I don't think they ever truly believed in that. But they didn't necessarily show that either in the regular season. And now they have to show it.
We know who's responsible for that. That's your man, Tobin, right here.
What?
Who's leading the charge of the playoff Jimmy.
That's not fair.
And don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
How can you say that I am that guy? I'm watching Serbia, Czech Republic later today. Everything matters to me.
Playoff Nico.
I don't even have you found any of these Serbian websites to try and watch
Nobody's
these games?
Nobody's watching this.
Pretty scary. It's hard to log on to those websites.
I can't even get onto Eurohoops without feeling like they're taking my social security.
They probably are.
No, they probably are.
But it's worth it.
Well, I guess this is the question, because we know about the talent. Like, I'm not surprised the Heat are where they are with the national TV. Do you feel like, we were talking about this a little earlier, do the Heat have a guy that will draw in the crowd nationally? Like, is there a talking point? Because Tyler and Bam, we know they're good. This is not a declaration on their talent. We know they're very talented. It's not always talent. It's like, is there going to be a guy? Is it Kalel? Is it a Nico Leap? Do they have anything on this roster? Because Norman Powell is, like, even the perfect Heat guy because he's very good, but I don't know how many people are paying to watch Norman Powell play. So, like, do you feel like any of the young guys can become that for Miami, or is it another jump from Tyler that could, like, draw the nation back in to make the Heat a spectacle?
The short answer is no. I don't think that player is on the roster. But that doesn't necessarily mean that the roster isn't good enough to make compelling TV, to play good in entertainment basketball games. But, you know, there's a difference between talent and TV product, right? Like, Melo Ball is a TV product, right? He's a high jersey sale guy, but he doesn't impact winning in any meaningful way in Charlotte. And yet, kids will tune into Hornets games and try to find the LaMelo Ball highlights from the few games in a season that he actually does play. So, you know, I think that Tyler Hero can take another leap. Bam can take another leap. That the rest of the roster and its depth can put together a good basketball product. But in terms of, hey, this is the guy that we're going to sell to NBC, Peacock, Amazon Prime, ESPN, they don't have that kind of star power roster. And I think the Heat know it, because I don't know if you guys watched that like 4-minute video announcing the fact that the schedule was announced. Like, Davion Mitchell is the headliner. He just got here. And Davion Mitchell's like the main character in this schedule release video. So I think they're just sort of looking for everything right now.
You think it's a situation where we've seen teams have success without that mega star, right? And it's still, even if they have success, because they don't have that mega star, it's going to be hard for the country to warm up to them. Even if they win, even if they were to win a championship, it will still be kind of has that, like, we're going to look back after the fact and go, those guys were really good. Kind of like we did Detroit. Remember when Detroit won with a whole bunch of guys, like that
Ben
were
Wallace,
good?
Rasheed Wallace, Chauncey
Brooks.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. So I think with success, we get more eyes.
I think you're seeing that even with OKC this last year, right? Like, Oklahoma City has a star player. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was the best player in the league last season. And yet, I don't know that he's a star. Like, he's not a celebrity in the way that people are going out and buying his jerseys a ton, that he's in a ton of different commercials. Like, he's got that one AT&T commercial, I think it is, and that's, like, it. He's not a big celebrity, not a big superstar draw, but the Thunder are on national TV 34 times because they're the defending champions. They're really good, and people are figuring out, like, they're getting hip to the Thunder being good. And it took them literally winning a championship in order for that to happen. They were the one seed 2 years ago. They weren't on national TV that way. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has been this good for a couple of years, but it took them winning the whole thing in order for people to really recognize that. And now that's the selling point, right? We're the defending champs. Come take the belt. Like, that's the compelling TV draw that gets them on national TV. So I think the Heat, I think they're going to be better than people expect this year. I really do. I think I don't know that they're not going to win the championship. I don't think that they're a contender, but I think they're going to win 40 plus games and they're going to be a decent basketball team. And people will probably like watching them more than they think, but yeah, they're going to have to really put all of this together at some point, eventually, superstar or not, in order to kind of get that national sort of recognition and exposure.
Is this a talent thing or a health thing? Because the last couple of years, they've been decimated at the wrong possible times with injuries. And I would say that if everybody was healthy, you would have seen a different Heat team. But for the last, what, 3-4 years, they can never be healthy at the biggest moments of the season.
Yeah, I think you're right about the last couple of years. I think it was a health thing, specifically with Jimmy, right? But I don't know that the two things are mutually exclusive. Like, the best ability is availability, right? Like, you could argue health is a skill, health is a talent. And Jimmy Butler just wasn't healthy enough during the regular season. And then they ended up being in the play-in tournament in three last years. And that just kind of puts them behind the eight ball. It puts them at a disadvantage going into the postseason, as we saw last year, getting wiped by the number one seed Cleveland Cavaliers. And then the year prior, same thing happened to the Boston Celtics. Like, you're not doing yourself any favors when you're doing it that way. Now, though, I do think it's a talent issue. They don't have that apex superstar player who you throw the ball to, get out of the way, and he can go take care of things. So it's just that kind of, you need that player in the postseason, right? Like, as great as Bam is, as Tyler Hero is, as some of these other guys are, they don't really have that guy who could just do it all himself, and that sort of North Star that, you know, again, they could throw the ball to. He can kind of just figure it out. He can run the offense. He is the offense. He is the system. They don't really have that. That's the guy that they're missing.
Talking to Wes Goldberg, host of the Locked On Heat podcast. Well, before we get you out of here, man, there's been a lot of talk over the last couple of weeks about Tyler Hero's contract, teams monitoring it, even other players comparing to what Tyler's going to get. How interesting do you think that storyline is going to be this year about what Tyler Hero's money is going to be, you know, where he ends up getting, and then, like, the idea that he's kind of this measuring stick for some other young guys in the league?
Yeah, he was that way when he signed the last deal, right? You saw a guy like RJ Barrett sign his contract, Hero signed his. So he's always been sort of that measuring stick, because he's a really interesting, like, he's an interesting measuring stick in that way, because he was sort of the sixth man of the year. Could he be a starter? And then he's a fringe all-star. And then last year he becomes an all-star. And I do think that, you know, that are you better or worse than Tyler Hero? I think that's a fair kind of place to be. Now, whether or not his extension gets signed before the season is a talking point. I think it's interesting. The most interesting thing about it is I think we're entering an era in this NBA, like this new apron world, where players like Tyler Hero, like a Zach LaVine or a Bradley Beal or something like that, they used to just get the max money. They just got it. The organizations just gave it to them. Everybody was happy. There was no negotiations. Either you were a max guy or you weren't. And if you were close to it, they gave it to you, and then you just kept moving on, and then you just sort of dealt with it later. You can't afford to do that if you're an organization anymore. And if the Heat, with one max player already in Bam Adebayo, if they give Tyler Hero the full max, it's going to be 60% of their cap tied up into two players. And, you know, Bam and Tyler Hero are very good. They're not good enough where you can have those two guys representing 60% of your cap. And so the Heat are going to have to make a decision. Now, they've already paid Bam, so they're not going to be able to afford to pay Tyler Hero the max amount of money and build a roster around them. And that's why I think it's interesting, because of what Tyler Hero sort of represents. And there's other players like this, right? But Tyler Hero, for our purposes, sort of represents this new era of team building that we're kind of getting into. And fans who follow this kind of stuff are kind of are learning about it as they're getting walked through it by their own team. So I think the Heat are going to figure out, okay, like, this is how we got to build. You're going to have to, like I said before, there used to be no negotiations. Now there's a negotiation. It's going to look a little bit more like the NFL, I think, where it's like, you know, we could pay you all this, but we don't really want to because we got to do all these other things. Can we bring you down? And then when do players start kind of accepting that and figuring out, okay, this is sort of the new reality. We don't just get the money the way that we used to go get it.
Is this a big year for the young players? Like, because if you're going to do this with Tyler, then a guy like Jovic, a guy like Kalel, Jaime, David, all these guys are going to have to really perform to kind of make the Heat comfortable with having this, you know, kind of this kind of method of re-signing Tyler. If they're not any good, then you have a whole nother conversation, but you might only have two players to start your team with.
It's such a great point, right? Because are you young, or do you just have a couple of young guys that you kind of like? Are you a young core that you're building with, or are you just sort of nowhere waiting for something better to show up? This is a huge year for all the young guys. I think it's a huge year for Kalel, who, you know, up and down in Las Vegas, they need to see more from him, certainly, and they need to see a big leap. And they've got a lot invested into Kalel as the starter next to Bam Adebayo. It's a big year for Nikola Jovic because Tyler Hero's not the only one up for an extension. So is Nico, right? And so he'll be a restricted free agent next summer. There's a lot of money potentially on the line for Nikola Jovic to make here. And then for Jaime Jaquez Jr., he's coming off of a sophomore slump. He has to be better. They need some of these. And Pelle Larsen, you know, he's been good, but is he an every night rotation NBA level player? So there's a lot of questions for these guys to answer. And when you look at the depth chart, they're a big part of it. So are the Heat deep? Are they not? The Heat have a lot of players who are interested in that are worth talking about. We don't know how many rotation guys they actually have until this season actually starts and they actually show the improvement that they need to see from them. It's a huge year for everybody. And so the answer to your question, Leroy, is yes. I mean, this is what it looks like when you exit an era and start a new one. It's a big year for everybody on the roster. Are you a part of what's next, or are you not?
Go check out Wes's work, Wes Goldberg, Locked On Heat Podcast, YouTube, all your podcast platforms, Real GM Radio as well. It does some great work. Go follow him on all the social media platforms. Thanks for the time, man. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Wes.
Thanks, guys.
There you go. We'll take a break. Continue on here on a Friday. We're back with more for this.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.